DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
And I'm excited after this one. I hope you are as well. Royals start the road trip with a win. 3-1 the final score there. Victorious in Tampa Bay, taking game one of this six-game road trip, this three-game series against the Rays, as the two teams swap positions in the standings. Royals came into the game a game below 500, while the Rays were an even 500, and following this victory, the 50th career victory of Michael Lorenzen's big league career. Following this win, the Royals get back to 500, and the Rays fall a game below 500. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I'm interested how you're handling this team now 30 games into the season. And what I mean by that is 3-1. Now they were still waiting for that offensive explosion. You know, the disappointing bats in the lineup for the most part continue to disappoint, and yet you're winning. And do we really feel like lamenting the fact that this offense is still the second worst in baseball, at least as far as runs per game? Do we really want to focus on what the team isn't Or do we focus on what the team is here in the month of April? They are 500. And while, yes, that offense, second worst in the sport, that rotation, second best in the sport. Again, the phone number, the text line number, 913-586-7965. I'm interested if you're feeling like me tonight, and I'm not saying we're going to feel this way tomorrow or on Thursday or when this road trip ends. And I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck Show. Three games in Tampa and then three games in Baltimore. Man, I'll take 3-3. I'll take a 500 road trip. And you know what? If they go 2-4 on this road trip but score some runs, hey, I think we'll be in good spirits come the finale Sunday in Baltimore. I think we'll be in good spirits. But if they fall short of 500 on this road trip and continue to have suspect at-bats, if the offense remains silent, well, then the conversation will certainly sour on the post-game show. But for tonight, after this 3-1 win, instead of dissecting what's going on with Vinny, what's going on with Michael Massey, instead of focusing on where this team is falling short, the fact that they do indeed sit at 500, man, that to me has me feeling good. Has my spirits buoyed about the remaining 132 games in this 2025 campaign. 30 games in, how are you handling this start? I mean, how do you describe this 30-game start? It's an average start? You know, you are what your record says you are. Well, then you're mediocre. You're average. You're 500. So, it's really the age-old question of glass half full, glass half empty. You know, offensively is half empty. But on the mound, half full. The totality of the team, though, to me is certainly half full. You talk about the bullpen and what Zerpa, Urseg, and Estevez did tonight. You talk about the defense of Michael Massey and Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez tonight. The base running as Bobby rips his ninth bag of the year. He's top five in baseball. Michael Garcia steals a huge base in the ninth inning and comes around to score that big-time insurance run. And then, of course, the clubhouse, the camaraderie, the way that these guys pick one another up, play for one another, stick up for one another. If it is indeed the age-old conversation of glass half full or glass half empty, to me, it's clearly half full. Now, what say you? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Royals win 3-1. We go to Cody in Harrisonville. You're hitting leadoff tonight, Cody. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Well, good. What I noticed in that first 30 games is, you know, our bullpen's getting built slowly but surely, where we get Stratton and Sam Long out, you know. I expect Stratton to get DFA'd soon, seeing what we have down in Omaha. And, you know, if this pitching keeps up, that's what wins games. And yeah, if you look, and that's what wins World Series. I mean, I'm not saying that's where the Royals are, but what I'm saying is if our offense can find a click and get mediocre offense and we get this pitching, I mean, the sky's the limit for us. Yeah, and I do have a question for you. I don't know much about Noah Cameron. Could you give me a little insight on that, please?
Of course. Yeah. Hey, Cody, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Opens up a phone line for you. The number, 913-586-7965. Yeah, everything that 2025 has had to offer for the Royals was on display tonight. Michael Lorenzen spins a quality start. The bullpen puts up zeros. And the offense still leaves you wanting more. But to Cody's point, pitching normally wins.
and it won tonight. You know, Taj Bradley pitched well, not as well as Michael Lorenzen. The Tampa bullpen performed well, not as well as the Royals bullpen. Now, offensively, both teams had the same amount of hits. Royals just had one additional big hit. A big knock with a runner in scoring position right out of the gate from Salvador Perez in the first, and then Freddie Fermin in the ninth to bookend today's 3-1 victory. And your point of pitching is what wins World Series. And Cody, you hit me with the caveat of, well, I know that's not where the team is right now. And you're right. No, 500 is not a World Series or bust team. And the Royals have never been a World Series or bust team, at least not in 2025. Now, 2015, okay. Maybe next year the Royals will be a World Series or bust ball club. But no, not this year. This year I view this team as a playoffs or bust ball club. Fall short of October, and yeah, we'll be disappointed. Quite a few of us will be angry. But your point, Cody, pitching is what wins World Series, and sure, the Royals are not there yet. They don't need to be there yet. And you know that. I don't need them clicking on all cylinders right now. Now, if they wanted to be at their best for the next 5 months, go for it. But I've learned, just like you've learned, especially from that football team across the parking lot, it really doesn't matter how good the Chiefs look in week four, which is where we're at in the baseball season. The NFL equivalent of a 17-week NFL season. Right now, we're in week four. The game just started. Week four of the NFL season. I don't need Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo to have everything clicking in week four. But what I do need, I need Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones making sure that everyone is tugging on the same end of the rope, making sure there's no finger pointing. Now, just because one side of the ball is picking up the other, I don't need guys turning against one another, and that's not happening with this Royals team. So no, they don't look like a world beater. They haven't really looked like a well-rounded ball club all that very often. Haven't looked great all that often in the first 30 games. But I don't need them to look great right now. I need them to remain in the fight, remain around 500. You know, if you can go 500 in every month and have one really good month, man, you might win the division. So 15-15, while your offense is averaging 3.13 runs per game, again, second worst in the sport, to be 15-15 is not a cause for celebration. But the confidence that you had on opening day should not have waned. Not yet, at least. I'll get to Noah Cameron coming up in a moment. Plenty of time to touch on tomorrow's starting pitcher, the 25-year-old lefty out of St. Joseph. I'll dive into him coming up in a minute, but I want to go to James in Westport. James, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, it's so great to talk to you again. I look at the levity that you bring to these fans of Kansas City baseball. I'm an old man. I remember looking at the baseball dope book back in 1980. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The Royals were like a 280 hitting team. Mm. And then I turn around and I look at the 90-91, the Kevin Apier dominant teams. Royals lost more run games than any team in the majors. Baby, if you just keep pitching up, try to increase the corner outfield positions. And I think Cody and Gold tapped on it today. Sounded really good with India going back to second. Massey, calm down. I mean, all this can turn around. And maybe you got a baseball team, maybe you don't. Let's see how they hit.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the phone call, James. Cody and Gold, yeah, I brought that to your attention earlier today on the On Deck show. Cody made a very valid point of how he's all but done with Jonathan India's time in left field. Now, India was in left field tonight. Really didn't get all that much action. I had a fly ball there in the ninth inning. I don't believe he had another out recorded. No, one out recorded for Jonathan India out there in left. And then at the dish, he was on base twice. He singled and scored in the first inning, and then a leadoff walk in the fifth. He was later erased as he was doubled off of first base. Hard line drive off of the bat of Vinny Pasquantino. But yeah, India gets on the board in the first inning, scores a run for now the third straight game, gets his on-base percentage up to .330. So, you know, we're seeing signs of classic Jonathan India offensively. And I hate to bring up negative, James. And with all due respect to the tough SOB, hard-nosed, great teammate that Jonathan India is, he's a defensive liability in my position. In my opinion, wherever you put him. You know, you go and look at how he performed defensively at second base in his time in Cincinnati. And there are a few stats that you can point to and say, well, he was improving last year. But his defensive run saved last year was still a negative 10. Second base, third base, left field. I think he's a liability wherever you put him. Ideally, he's your DH four times a week. But for a guy that is that key, you know, that much of a core piece, I think you want him, especially early on in his tenure. Maybe second half of this season, maybe next year, his final year of team control, maybe you start to move him off the field and more DH time, possibly. But with Salvi and Vinny and Freddie Fermin, putting Jonathan India as your designated hitter a majority of the time, I think would I think it would have a negative ripple effect for his role on this team, because I think he's more than just the leadoff hitter. I do think that he is an energy giver. I think he brings an edge that this team needs. And if you eliminate the defensive aspect of the game from him, I think you eliminate an intangible that is honestly hard to quantify. But, you know, when you're out there grinding with the boys, playing nine innings both at the dish and defensively, I do think that that has a profound effect on feeling a part of this team. So, yeah, moving Jonathan India off of the diamond defensively could possibly help on paper, but I think it hurts the mentality of the ball club. Michael Massey tonight, 0 for 4. Massey's now 1 for his last 14 with runners in scoring position. It's been a rough go for Massey at the dish. Now, that right there is what you point to if you're saying move Jonathan India out of left field. If you move India out of left field, you're moving Michael Massey to the bench. 913-586-7965. And real quick, Noah Cameron, a St. Joseph native, a seventh-round pick of the Royals back in 2021, had his breakout last year, dominated Double-A, didn't miss a beat when he bumped up to Triple-A. This year, solid start at Triple-A. He was added to the 40-man roster this offseason. And listen, he doesn't have the experience, obviously, of a Chris Bubich, but if you're looking for a comparison, that would be the comparison. You know, his stuff isn't going to overpower you, but he does have four or five different pitches that he can command to all four quadrants of the strike zone. Keep hitters off base, or excuse me, keep hitters off balance, keep them guessing. But again, just like Chris Bubich, that all goes back to command. So he might not feel his legs in the first inning tomorrow. That command might be a little shaky. Hopefully he can calm down, hit his spots, and if so, he could have quite a bit of success. Noah Cameron on the mound tomorrow makes his big league debut, squaring off with the right-hander Drew Rasmussen. It's a 6:05 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck show beginning at 5 o'clock. Royals win 3-1. The record is back to an even 500. We go to Tanner and KCK. Tanner, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you told me to go ahead and call in if I'm going to have some quality calls, so hopefully this is a quality call for you. I just want to say I think the Royals being 500 right now is fantastic. I think if you look at previous years, how many times have they had a poor start to the season? I think they're exactly where they need to be. The pitching has been phenomenal, minus a few bullpen blunders, but they will iron that out, and then the hitting is also going to get there. I feel like Benny is pressing a little bit. I think his strikeout percentage is at 18 to 19% when it's typically at 12%. If he can get that down and start making a little contact, maybe swing a little easier, I think he'll start finding the ball, maybe find some holes a little bit more. And if we can get Michael Massey back to where he was last season, I think the offense is also going to work itself out. But like you said, we're 30 games in. We're 500. I think we're exactly where we need to be. And I'm just excited for what the future holds. And I think all the Royals fans should be excited of what this organization is going to be in the next couple of years. And who knows, maybe this is our year. You know, why not us? So appreciate you taking my call, Vern, and hopefully talk to you soon.
Yeah, I hope so, Tanner. Keep it rolling, man. Great phone call as expected. Opens up a line for you, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number, 913-586-7965. You mentioned Massey. You mentioned Vinny. Vinny tonight 0 for 4. He's now 0 for 9 since that home run against Framber Valdez at Kauffman Stadium. Royals need to get two guys going. Out of Michael Massey, Vinny Pasquantino, and Jonathan India, we need to get two of them going. I don't care which two. Now, preferably India and Pasquantino, just because they're hitting 1-3 pretty consistently. But you have to get two of those guys going for a number of reasons. Need to get two of them going to climb out of the basement of Major League Baseball with most offensive statistics. But if there's any hope of having Jack Caglione make his way to the big leagues this season, you need two of those guys to get going. Because if they don't get going, this offense will continue to be mired in the basement of baseball's offensive output. And you're not going to call Jack Caglione up to save the day. I don't believe. I've said it before, I'll say it again. He's going to come up to be a weapon, not the savior. Royals have scored 4 runs or fewer in 26 of the first 30 games. And yet, they sit at an even 500 after tonight's 3-1 victory. Let's go to Scott in Wyandotte. Scott, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Let's go, Royals! Man, I tell you, brother, I hate to be redundant, but it's all about defense, pitching. I think that Fermin has been pretty impressive. I didn't know that he was that good. What do you think of Fermin starting at catcher every day and Selby DHing? And I actually sent you my lineup via text just a few seconds ago.
Ooh, all right. Well, I'll check that out during the commercial break. I appreciate the phone call, Scott. You know, the thing is with Freddie Fermin, and, you know, listen, I hate to say anything declaratively. When it comes to putting a cap or a ceiling on a ball player. Because as we've all witnessed in our time as baseball fans, you have to allow the ball player to surprise you. You know, Drew Waters has surprised me. I wasn't sure if this was still in there. Drew Waters, by the way, in the 9 games since finding out he was staying in the big leagues, that MJ Melendez was being optioned, in those 9 games, Drew Waters, since getting that boost of confidence, he's batting .367 with 5 extra base hits, 5 runs driven in, and 5 runs scored. So I'm not trying to put a ceiling or a cap on Freddie Fermin, but you saw last year, down the stretch, as he started to receive more and more playing time, his numbers began to drop. He became exposed. I think Matt Quatrero and this coaching staff do a great job of finding the spots for Freddie, finding the spots you know, to mix in a Mark Canha, to mix in a Drew Waters and Kyle Isbell, to give Hunter Renfrow his occasional spot start. Now, as I say that, there also may not be a bigger Freddie Fermin fan in this city than me. I'm not normally one to buy a jersey of a ball player that is so much younger than me, but if I was going to buy a big leaguer's jersey today, it's Freddie Fermin. Been a fan of his for half a decade now. Just the work ethic, the joy that he brings to the diamond, it's impossible not to root for that young man. But like I said with Jonathan India as the designated hitter, I don't believe that a Matt Quatrero team will ever have an everyday DH or a guy making the start at DH 5 out of 7 days. Also, I don't think Matt Quatrero would feel like fighting Salvi every single day, because that's what it would take to take him off the diamond. To put him in as an everyday DH, you're not even giving him first base, let alone catcher. That would make Salvi angry. Not because he's selfish, but because he knows that he's a better option at times, at first, behind the dish, working with that pitcher, working with the infield. Now, you got to keep the captain. You need to keep him fresh, no doubt, but you need to keep him on the diamond as well. Thanks for the phone call. Nice hearing from you. Let's go to Alan in Springfield. Alan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, buddy.
Hey, the other night we talked about Mark Canha and that that variable he brings to the lineup. Tonight I wanted to talk about the toughness of this team. Like Freddie Fermin tonight, getting hit in the finger, coming right back. When Jonathan India got hit in the face, I think it's something about that tough aspect of this team that just makes them grind these close, no offense games out. And then I also want to say I'm looking forward to Noah Cameron tomorrow, so I'll listen off air.
Yeah, me too. Not only because he's, you know, the top pitching prospect in the organization, at least anyone that's close to the big leagues, but man, he was impressive in spring, and he's an impressive dude. I'm sure you'll get a chance to hear from him, certainly tomorrow on the postgame show after he makes his start. But he's an easy 25-year-old to root for. And Alan, your point about this team's toughness, and you cited Freddie Fermin and Jonathan India taking that fastball to the dome and then showing up the next day ready to play. You know, go ahead, throw Bobby Witt Jr. into that mix. This is a guy that almost played all 162 last year. The only time he didn't play was after they clinched a postseason spot. So every single day, Bobby's posting, hitting in the two spot and playing the most demanding position out there on the dirt. How about Vinny Pasquantino? Toughness. Battling back from that fractured thumb last year to help attempt to bail out the offense last September and October. Alan, you know all about Salvi's toughness. There may never be a tougher Royal to come through Kauffman Stadium. Michael Massey battling through the nagging back injuries over the past few seasons. Honestly, guys, I mean, I'm not trying to be a homer, but I'm just looking up and down the lineup, and I'm saying, Kyle Isbell. Kyle Isbell took a fastball to the nose last year and showed up the next day ready to play. And squared to bunt and was stealing bases, diving in head first. Oh, that's a great point about the toughness of this team, Alan. And Freddie Fermin, tonight with his first three-hit game of the year, the eighth of his career, three knocks, an RBI as he drives in that third and final run. And then, yeah, he did. He squared to bunt with a man on and nobody out in the seventh inning and took 95 to the finger. Stayed in, battled, and then hit into a double play. But Freddie Fermin, 3 for 4, showing the toughness and also helped guiding this pitching staff as he was behind the dish tonight. Freddie Fermin helped guiding this pitching staff to a one earned run effort. Freddie Fermin, without question, is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, Freddie will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. Shrimp cocktail, a filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes, asparagus, and the gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Freddie Fermin. Let's go to Tiny C, who's down in the Gulf. Tiny C, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing?
Doing great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm about 20 paces into the Gulf of America, camping out and loving the Odyssey app. Appreciate it. Got to listen to the full game with no glitches. And I look at the Royals like a stock, kind of had a little dip there with that crazy Yankee series. And the big thing is, in the past, like one of your callers called a couple of calls ago, usually that team at that point would fade, but we fought back. We're at 15-15. Every team will win 50 games. The White Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, Royals, every team will lose 50 games. That's 50-50. You got 62 left. It's what you do with those games.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we just start hitting the ball, our pitching staff has shown that we're deep, and to have a full pitching staff like we have means so much in baseball, because that's where you get your consistency. You're going to always have that pitching.
Yeah. You know, thanks for the phone call. I've made the comparison before of the way Patrick Mahomes, and I hate to compare anybody to the dynastic Chiefs, but I have to imagine most of you can understand the analogy. When you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, or even not Mahomes, because he's the greatest. Now, when you have a quarterback like Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, you always have a chance to win. I'm not saying you're always going to win, but you show up to the stadium expecting your team to win because we have that. We have that at quarterback. And when you have a rotation like this, tonight Michael Lorenzen spins the Royals' 13th quality start. Game 30, 13 quality starts. Remember last year, you know, they were for a while at a 50% clip as far as quality starts. Just shy of that pace. Yeah, 13 quality starts, an ERA of 3.28 for this Royals rotation. That's top five in baseball. When you have that, you show up every day expecting your team to win. Or at least you know your team has a chance to win that day. Noah Cameron going tomorrow, making his big league debut. Okay, maybe you don't have your chest out the same way you will coming up on Thursday with Seth Lugo, or the way that you will this weekend with Chris Bubich and Michael Wacha and hopefully Cole Reagans for the finale. Now, pitching, defense, team speed, that's how this team won 86 games a year ago. And if they're going to match or exceed that this season, it's once again apparently going to be on the backs of the pitching. We'll see about the defense and we'll see about the base running, but we know the pitching is ready to go. The Royals rotation has pitched the most innings in baseball, and they have the most strikeouts in the American League. We go back to the phone calls. Royals win 3-1. We go to Russell in KCK. Russell, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, I love your show, and I was really wondering what you thought about Biggio and Cannon and what their role is on this team, and if Melendez, you think, will ever get back to the big leagues.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Well, Mark Hanna, listen, I have a tough time not writing his name into the lineup. And to go back to the Jonathan India conversation, India at second base, Massey on the bench, Canna in left. It's hard to argue right now. I hate saying it because we know that the upside that Michael Massey offers is a lot higher than the upside of Mark Canna. Sure, Canna's a more professional at bat. But when Canna's playing his best, it's nowhere near Michael Massey's best. We just haven't seen Massey's best all that often this season. He's hitting .188 with an OPS almost 300 points lower than the league average. So yeah, put Mark Canna in there more often. I'm fine with that. I hate saying put Michael Massey on the bench, but it's been a rough go for him offensively. Defensively, still strong. He made a great play to finish off that seventh inning. I don't know how he kept his foot on the bag to secure that wide throw from Bobby Witt Jr. at the bag. But he did. He kept his foot on. Massey's played a strong defense, but the offense is obviously leaving a lot to be desired. As far as Kevin Biggio, I'll be real with you. I didn't expect to see Kevin Biggio in the big leagues this season. I certainly didn't expect him to play as much as he has in the big leagues this season. I mean, he's hit fifth this year. I think it's only once, but I never... When they brought in Kevin Biggio this offseason, I understand the last name, and you know, he's athletic, he's toolsy, but he's been given up on by, what, four organizations? Sure, kick the tires, see if there's anything left. He's still athletic, he's still toolsy, but it's... I think he's a fine bench player for a Mac Cutrero team, but... I don't know if there's another layer, another level to Kevin Biggio's game, and I'm certainly not craving more Kevin Biggio, but I am Mark Canna. And as far as MJ Melendez is concerned, do I think he'll get back to the big leagues this season? I hope so. Well, actually, I guess I hope not, right? I hope not. I hope there are no injuries. I hope Drew Waters stays red hot. I hope Hunter Renfroe continues to turn it around. And you know, I hope MJ performs well down there in AAA and that there's no use for him up here in the show. MJ, by the way, today had his first multi-hit game since being demoted to AAA. Also had the first game without a punch-out since being demoted, so still a ways to go. You know, MJ hasn't put together a good week yet, and we all need to see a good month before you even consider bringing him up here, barring an injury. Thanks for the phone call. Nice hearing from you, Russell. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I know we need to get to a break, but they keep calling. I'm going to keep taking them. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. Look, I agree we need to play Mark Canna because it seems like the team flows a little bit better when he's in the lineup. You know, pitching's good. I have two questions. Do you think that it's better for Vinny to be at the top of the order and or the bottom of the order? And if we cut Chris Stratton and like Sam Long for whatever reason, if we decide to do that, is there like anybody in the minor leagues that we would like call up or anything? I'll listen off air. Thanks, Vern.
Yeah, Garrett, nice hearing from you, buddy. No, Vinny's performing like a bottom of the lineup guy, and I know he had success in the seventh spot against Tarek Skubal and Framber Valdez, but you're not facing a lefty of that caliber tomorrow or on Thursday, and you're not going to see one in Baltimore or against the White Sox. And I guess Garrett Crochet, when you take on the Red Sox on this upcoming homestand, maybe you see Vinny down in the seventh spot. But listen, there's no replacing Vinny, India, Massey. You can't replace all three, right? So I'll reiterate what I mentioned earlier. Two of these guys have to get going. And if they don't, boy, you better start praying that this pitching staff puts together an even more remarkable season this year than they did last. Because prayer might be the only thing that's able to help out that pitching staff if the offense continues to perform this poorly. And if India, Vinny, and Massey continue to perform below league average like they have all year, this offense is going to be mired at the bottom of baseball all year. Now, you could tell me about Jack Caglione. Cags isn't replacing what Vinny Pasquantino can bring to this team. Now, I was just talking about Michael Massey and Mark Canna. Mark Canna at his best can't match what Michael Massey can do at his best. You can't go into a season with your top five hitters, with the top five hitters in your lineup set in stone, and have, 60% of them fail you and recover from that. I just don't believe it. So Vinny needs to stay at the top because you need it to work. Okay, drop them. You can go India, Bobby, Salvi, Mark Canna. Okay, there's four or five righties going to be in a row. And that can help you win tomorrow. But that's not going to help you win over an extended period of time. So if you want to do it occasionally, like I mentioned, you want to do it against Garrett Crochet, you want to do it against a tough matchup, fine. This team isn't going, this offense isn't going anywhere without Vinny, without India, without Michael Massey. Without two of those three turning it around, I'll be surprised if the Royals are still at 500 at the end of May, like they are right now at the end of April. Royals with a record of 15-15 following tonight's series opening victory in Tampa. Again, the final score 3-1. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965, but there's no doubt about it, the pitching staff has been excellent. Michael Lorenzen has given you all you could ask for and more. For a number five starter on a one-year contract at $7 million, he's six starts into the season. He just spun his third quality start, lowered his ERA to 3.48, and Michael Lorenzen is averaging nearly 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. It's your five starter. Your number four starter, Chris Bubich, leads the team in quality starts. Now, the production that you're getting from the back end of this rotation is very similar to what we saw last year from Brady Singer and Alec Marsh to begin the year. They're going to need help, though. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go back to the phone calls and Jerry up in St. Joseph. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Jerry, I would imagine you're excited to see Noah Cameron tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. My older brothers and sisters, they all graduated from St. Joe Central. That's where he went. I went to Catholic school, but I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. I'm not gonna hold it against him if he doesn't do great, but
for sure.
I'm really, really hoping for something good, and I'm glad that you mentioned something about MJ, because last year when I called you, I was hoping for MJ, Kyle Isabel, and Hunter Renfroe to do really good, better than they did. But now that Melendez is down, there's nothing we can do about that. I'm just hoping the best. And just like you said, I hope nobody gets hurt, and I hope he just keeps building up. I was going to call and say something to you about how bad his record is after being sent down, but then you gave me hope that something good happened today. So thank you for that. And yes, my chest is out, and I hope that it's still out tomorrow night. Thanks
yeah,
for taking
too.
My call, Vern.
Well, you raised him right, St. Joseph. He's a great young man, and all Royals fans will be cheering for him. And even if you're not a Royals fan, if you don't have any sort of allegiance to the Rays, you better be pulling for Noah Cameron coming up tomorrow. 6:05 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. He mentioned Kyle Isbell. Izzy's second inning sacrifice fly turns out to be the game-winning RBI. Izzy has now driven in six runs in his last seven games. Royals win 3-1. We take a quick timeout. I'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
3-2 on for me. Payoff pitch. Hit on the ground. Through the vacated right side. A base hit into right field. Garcia's in to score from third. Freddie Fermin has his third hit of the game. And this one drives in a crucial insurance run. The Royals are up 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning. And how about Freddie Fermin?
That would be your final score. Jake Eisenberg on the call. Last heard here on 96.5. The Fan. Royals win 3-1. And the record is back to an even 500. At 15-15. Ninth inning. Man on third with two outs. The Royals cling into a one-run lead. Carlos Estevez is ready to come in, but Freddie Fermin makes sure that his battery mate has a little extra cushion there in the ninth inning. Sixth pitch of the at-bat, a full count offering. And Freddie takes that slider out over the dish. He doesn't get big. He goes with it. Knocks it to the opposite field, plating Michael Garcia. Royals go up 3-1. And again, that is your final score. And that was the MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. Brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Freddie with a one-out single in the second, a two-out knock in the fourth, and then that
RBI two-out single in the ninth inning. Royals win and now hand the ball to Noah Cameron. He makes his big league debut coming up on a Wednesday night. Let's go back to the phone calls. There's a line open for you if you want to get involved. Let me know how you're handling this Royals ball club at an even 530 games into the season. A Royals ball club that has the second best rotation in baseball, but the second worst offense in baseball. How are you handling it? Are you nitpicking? Are you focused on what they're not? Or do you focus on what they are? And just how much time is still ahead of them? How many games still remain? 132, by the way. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. It was nice to talk to you. I'm just fine with what the Royals did the first month of the season. It's only the first month. I look at the positives of this ball club. Look at the game tonight, man. How about the toughness of Freddie Flamingo going 3-for-4 after getting hit in the hand? He wanted to go out, but you know what? He didn't go out because that's one tough dude right there, man. How about Bobby Woods, 20-game hitting streak? He's catching fire. Everything's going to be okay. The pitching staff's going to be okay. Seth Lugo just had a great outing. They're going to get it going. The undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, he's going to pick it up. I'm feeling really, really good vibes about this team. I think May is going to be a really, really good month for this ball club. I don't know. What do you think, Ron?
I hope you're right, Justin. I appreciate the phone call. You feel good about it. Like I mentioned, when you have this starting rotation, you're always going to feel like you have a chance. Now, when your number five starter has an ERA below 3.5, boy, that's a good place to be in. Now, when you're wondering, hey, is Cole Reagans the best lefty on this rotation? Of course he is. But the fact that it's even a question with how well Chris Bubich is performing is wild. Oh, and then you also have the runner-up for last year's American League Cy Young Award, who just spun 8 shutout innings. And then a former NLCS MVP that just spun 6 shutout innings. So, yeah, I agree with you, Justin, that I can't believe this is going to continue for Vinny. I think he's too good of a hitter for this to continue. But what I feel even more confident in as we enter May is this starting rotation, a unit that has held the opposition to 3 runs or fewer in 24 of the first 30 games this season. Now let's hear what tonight's winning pitcher, Michael Lorenzen, had to say. He's now 3-3 on the season. He spoke after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
It was good. Just kind of going along with Freddie, trying to flow with him as much as I could, trusting him, just trusting the preparation and relying on his game plan. And he did great on both sides of the ball for us tonight.
Worked around some trouble throughout the outing, but what's your presence like in that moment? Just you're bearing down and getting out of that.
Yeah, you have to, whichever situation presents itself, you just got to keep going, keep making pitches. You slow things down and you just make pitches. And that's it. Don't let the game speed up on you and trust Freddie, what he's calling. And, yeah, I feel like we're on the same page tonight, all night. And, it's a good team win.
Well, he certainly made pitches tonight, no doubt about it. Right out of the gate, first inning, 2 on and 2 out. And man, on second and third with 2 outs and one of the hottest hitters in that Tampa lineup coming to the dish. A 9-pitch battle between Lorenzen and Aranda ends with Aranda grounding out to the right side. So right out of the gate, Michael Lorenzen found himself with some traffic on the base pass. Now, sure, he was given an early lead with that first inning RBI double from Salvador Perez and then a second inning sac fly from Kyle Isbell. So Michael Lorenzen had some rare run support right out of the gate. But he had some traffic and worked around a 2-out walk in the third. Gave up that leadoff home run in the fourth and needed 26 pitches to wiggle out of a jam in that fourth inning. worked around a two-out double in the fifth, and then retired the side on just five pitches in the sixth. Add it all up, and Michael Lorenzen's final line, six innings, one run on four hits. He walked two, and he punched out four. Thanks again to FanDuel Sports Network for the audio. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you're stealing my thunder. I was in Lawrence tonight to watch KUMU play baseball, so I didn't watch or listen to the game. But I was looking on my phone at statistics, and the Aranda at-bat was an important at-bat. It's something to remind yourself of with regard to pitching on your team. A statistic you hear a lot of is runners in scoring position, but you don't normally hear about runners in scoring position where you've got a 7, 8, or 9 pitch at bat. And the Aranda at bat was a 9 pitch at bat with runners in scoring position. And that to be successful in situations like that is kind of like the football equivalent of third down or red zone offense. And when you have pitchers, you can get out of trouble when they throw in 7, 8, or 9 pitchers when their guy's in scoring position. You can't beat that. And obviously, Lorenzen had that in spades tonight. We're 12 games away from the correct Witt having the 32-game hitting streak. Let's keep looking at that. And we're early June per Jolton Joe's record. Let's just keep that in our back pocket and see where it goes.
Love it. Love it. Always a great call, Phil. I appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, the Rays tonight went 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. That Aranda at bat in the first. Lorenzen facing Brandon Lau in the fifth. Royals up 2-1 at this point. Man on second with two outs, and Lorenzen strikes him out swinging through a changeup. And then Lucas Urseg in the eighth inning. Again, Royals up 2-1 at this point, so there's no real margin for error. Urseg gives up back-to-back rockets, and I mean rockets. Brandon Lau, 110 off of the bat as he smokes one to right field, and then Junior Caminero, 117 off of the bat as he almost took Lucas Urseg's head off as he smoked that back up the gut. So it was first and second with one out in a one-run game there in the bottom of the eighth inning. And again, Aranda comes up to the dish, battles Lucas Urseg, a 7-pitch at-bat, ends with him swinging through a slider. And then Urseg got Christopher Morel to ground out to end the threat in the eighth inning. Urseg, this season, has allowed a grand total of 6 base runners in 11 and a third innings pitched. 1 earned run total. Urseg's ERA, sparkling 0.79. Thanks for the phone call, Phil, and boy, you just highlighted something that's always made me smirk, but also kind of hurt my heart a little bit, because I like Whit Merrifield. I enjoyed watching Whit Merrifield. Man, he was on some awful Royals teams, but boy, did he always play his heart out and show up every day expecting to be in the lineup and expecting to collect a hit or two. But it all happened so quick, the crumbling of Whit Merrifield in Kansas City. That's a little extreme, actually. But what I mean by that is, you know, Merrifield's leading the league in doubles and stolen bases and hits and breaking George Brett's record of 30 straight games with a hit. And then Patrick Mahomes comes along and the Royals jerseys you see around Kauffman Stadium with number 15 are no longer Merrifield. It's now Mahomes. So Patrick Mahomes came to Kansas City and took Whit Merrifield's number, and then Bobby showed up and took his freaking name. As Phil just said, we need to get the proper Whit holding the record. I can make a case that Whit Merrifield's one of the 20 greatest position players 15 greatest position players this franchise has ever seen. At least statistically. He lost his number, he lost his name, and then on the way out, he lost a lot of the goodwill that he built up. It was a scene, man. But you need to remember Whit Merrifield fondly. Even with how it ended, that whole time in our country was crazy. Merrifield's a good dude. But I'm with you as far as, I want Bobby to break the record. And if anyone's going to flirt with 30, 35, 40, right? You start to get to the Paul Molitor and Pete Rose number. If anyone's going to flirt with Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, it's Bobby. It's Bobby. I wanted to say Ellie De La Cruz. No, they're not the hitters. Ronald Acuna, not the Trey Turner, not the hitter that Bobby is. They have speed, but Bobby's just, again, so long as Shohei isn't on the mound, Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player on the planet. He becomes the eighth player in franchise history with a 20-game hitting streak. Bobby smoked one to center in the eighth inning with one out to extend his hitting streak to 20 games. He's batting .356 over the course of this hitting streak with an OPS of .944. Let's go to Tony in Shawnee. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Love the show as always, man. I've got two questions. One is a specific question. One is more kind of general and analytical and wanting to get your perspective on. But the first question is, and maybe I didn't get to hear the pregame show tonight, but where is Hunter Harvey in terms of him coming back? And what does that mean for what the composition of the bullpen? Yeah. And second of all, at this point in the season, obviously the starting lineup is just smoking it and everything like that. We're still a little bit behind on the bats. But are there any commonalities or anything systemic that you view that are driving down across hitters on the team, really driving down what we're doing offensively? And I know it's hard to generalize like that because baseball is so specific to individuals. But I just wanted to get your perspective on that and also get some insight from you in terms of Harvey. So thanks. I'll take that off the air. Great show. Have a good night.
Yeah, really good news on Hunter Harvey. And it reminds me of, I didn't answer something that Garrett Nolatha brought up earlier. Garrett asked the question of, hey, if they get rid of Chris Stratton, and I think he ran over Sam Long as well, but he was asking, if they get rid of these guys, is there someone down in Omaha that you could bring up to replace him? Hunter Harvey, I believe, will go out on a rehab assignment this week. And if all goes well, I think he'll be back in the bullpen when the Royals return to Kauffman Stadium. What is today? Tuesday? So if he goes out on a rehab assignment, he might be able to get a couple games in. Well, during this upcoming homestand, maybe not Monday for the opener against the White Sox, but certainly by the time you finish off the series with the Red Sox, I would expect Hunter Harvey back in the big leagues. And I would expect him to take the roster spot of Chris Stratton. I can't fathom another move. Now, I understand Cole Reagans isn't making the start tomorrow, and we might not see him until Monday against the Chicago White Sox. So you can make some maneuvers with the bullpen if you see fit. Noah Cameron's not going to – he's going to come up tomorrow, and then he'll go back down to Omaha. There's Evan Sisk, by the way, to go back to Garrett's question. Evan Sisk, the lefty that we already saw – in the big leagues this year, that's a guy that could come up. You're not going to get rid of Sam Long because he's on the IL right now. You can have him go out on a rehab assignment, and by the end of that rehab assignment, then sure, maybe the team will have to make a decision then. But good news on Hunter Harvey, and I think he takes the roster spot of Chris Stratton. And then you asked about the offense. Is there one thing that I'm seeing? I would say not a lot of hard contact, but Bobby and Mike Cal are among the game's best in making loud contact, making hard contact. Now, Salvi's been pretty unlucky, but he's picked it up of late, right? He has six doubles in his last six games. He's now top 10 in baseball with 10 doubles on the season. So really, and you even hinted to it, you know, Tony, it's such an individual game. Yes, it's a team game, but it's only one guy standing in that batter's box. Like Jonathan India, too many fly balls. Bobby's a stud. Vinny's striking out way too much. And I'm having a tough time believing that it's solely mental. You know, we've all heard by now Vinny's admission that he did strive for more bat speed through the zone this offseason, and he achieved it, and maybe it's backfiring. Now, deep down, I still believe it's a majority mental when it comes to Vinny right now. You know, Salvi's picking it up. Michael Massey looks lost. Mikel Garcia's red hot. Drew Waters is oozing confidence. Freddie Fermin coming off his first three-hit game. You would imagine he's going to be confident the next time his name's in the lineup. You know, and Kyle Isbell's doing everything you could ask for out of the ninth spot. So when I look at the offense, you know, it's really not a new story. To me, the bottom line is confidence. Who's showing up to the ballpark expecting good things to happen? Which is why it's so wild that Vinny's struggling so. Vinny does a pretty good job of putting on a good face, having great body language. I know he's in his own head right now when he's beating himself up. But I know he works hard on that drive to the ballpark to give off good body language, give off positivity, and expect good things to happen. But both him and Michael Massey have had so many bad things happen offensively this season. Boy, that mental war that they're going through every single night when their head hits the pillow and every morning when they wake up. For as great as their lives are, the great family, the great wives that they have, they love baseball almost as much as anything else in this world. So yeah, it's the last thing they're thinking of and the first thing that they're thinking of. And, you know, that's tough. It's tough in a game of failure to have that much negativity bouncing around in your head. So to answer the question, if there's one common theme with this offense, it's confidence. Who's confident? Who isn't? Who believes in themselves? Who doesn't? Or, better put, the little voice in the head. Is your little voice preaching confidence, or is that little voice starting to drown out your self-belief? That's the question, and that's what I'm seeing right now, Tony. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Royals win 3-1. We go to Leo in Kansas City. Leo, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you doing?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm well. So one of the things that I've been seeing these last couple Lorenzen starts, he's given me a lot of the same kind of vibes that Edison Volquez gave me about a decade ago, just a veteran righty who's very gritty, very tough, fits the mentality of the entire team. And so that's point one. Point two is I got to call myself out again. During our rough patch there, I was really getting on Hugh for his bullpen management, bringing in Zerps, where I thought maybe Daniel Lynch could have had a better performance. You know, everything's 2020 with hindsight. Right. But my negative point is we got to move Massey out of that five spot. It's, you know, you said about 2 minutes ago, he just looks lost. He's not giving us any kind of competitive at-bats. I think in our eight-game uptick here, you know, of course, Bobby's hitting, but India's getting on base. He's doing his job. The top of the lineup's really coming around. You know, Vin's got to stay there. I agree with your point. He needs to be the producer that he was last year, but we're leaving a lot of meat on the bone in that five spot, and I don't know if it's mixing in Canna, mixing in Freddie when he plays. But we need to have a competitive at bat because he's leaving two runners, one runner in one out, no out, two out situations, and you got to get more out of your five. And I love the guy, but we got to see something out of there, or this pitching staff is going to, you know, its tank's going to run out. They're elite. They're doing everything and more than we wanted, but we need to get more of that five spot, and I'll take it off air. Thank you, Vern.
No, you're 100% right. I'm hurting my neck. I'm nodding along with what you're saying so much, Leo. Well, no doubt. Yeah, Massey won for his last 14 with runners in scoring position. He's had, 28 at-bats with a runner in scoring position this season? Started off well, but boy, is he scuffling in those spots. No doubt about it. And as far as Michael Lorenzen, you made the comparison to Edinson Volquez. The thing that impresses me most about Michael Lorenzen is that he's not trying to impress anyone. And you heard Matt Quatrero say it about the team as well. This clubhouse doesn't care how they win. They just want to win, which I believe. But again, on the bus home, if I'm Vinny Pasquantino in my quiet thoughts, yeah, I'm beating myself up. I want to do more. If I'm Michael Massey, it's eating me up inside. But after the win, I can celebrate. I can see the forest through the trees. I understand that I have 80% of the season still ahead of me to turn it around, but we need to get as many wins as we possibly can because we all learned last year, and we only made it by one game. So I believe that the clubhouse doesn't care how they're winning. They just care about winning. The pitchers aren't pointing a finger at the hitters. Bobby's not pointing at, this guy saying, hey, you're not doing your job. I'm doing every. No, that stuff's not going on. Sure. And then in the case of Michael Lorenzen, he's. I had a great conversation with him back in spring training, and he talked about how nobody throws jabs anymore when you're on the mound. No one, throws jabs, right? Like if you're a boxer, you're not just going to throw hook after hook after hook, haymaker after haymaker. No, you got to set them up a little bit. And Lorenzen made the point that that's being ushered out of the game. Every pitcher is told to go out there and let it eat. Throw it as hard as you can. He says, but if I can throw it at 92 down and away and get the ground ball on the second pitch, well, then why would I try to empty the tank and reach back for 96? I'll save that for the big spot when I need it. Now, Michael Lorenzen, you're right as far as that veteran, gritty leader, but he also brings that selfless, it's a bottom line business mentality. Did you win or did you lose? And today, Michael Lorenzen won his 50th win of his big league career. And how about the numbers he's put up since being acquired last year from the Texas Rangers? Tonight was the 13th time Michael Lorenzen's taken the hill with Kansas City. His ERA in those 13 appearances, 2.6. Royals win 3-1. We take our final quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The payoff pitch. Hit on the ground to the right side. Massey gets it on 4 bounces. Throws to first. In time. Ball game. The Royals beat the Rays 3-1 and take the series opener at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Carlos Estevez earns his 8th save of the season, and the Royals use 2 early runs and then 1 insurance run late to take down the Rays, snap their 5-game winning streak, and start off the road trip with a win.
The always entertaining Jake Eisenberg on the call of the 27th out. Royals win 3-1. Carlos Estevez top 5 in baseball with those 8 saves. Royals record now back to an even 500 at 15-15. And yes, Bobby Witt Jr. did pick up another base hit. 20 straight games. He's the first Royal to have a 20-game hitting streak since Whit Merrifield had his franchise record 31-game hitting streak. Bobby's batting average, .316. That's top 15 in the sports. And the young man has a base hit in 28 of the team's 30 games this season. All right, phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. I know the Rally Mantis was down in Florida. I believe he was at the game. He's kind enough to dial us up. Rally Mantis, what do you have?
What's up, Vern? It's been a few years since I called in. How about these Royals in blue? Way to go, Freddie. Way to go, Lorenzo, on the awesome pitching sensation. Way to go, Arcega, to set up the save. Way to go, Estevez, to send the Rays home with another loss. Let's go, Bobby. Let's beat Joe DiMaggio's record.
Right.
And I hit the under. I won my bet. Wait, let's wake up, crazy train. Let's get the train rolling. Let's win two in a row tomorrow. Let's go, Noah. Let's shut down the Rays. Thanks, Vern. Have a good night. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, love you too, buddy. See, that's you're a great texter and you're a great phone call as well. Way to go. Way to bring the energy. I'm glad you won your bet. But I hope you were listening to the On Deck show today because Dusty Lykins stays winning. Dusty hit for plus 335 earlier today as he is now atop the double play leaderboard. Don't forget, we do it each and every game day, 1 hour before first pitch. Not only do I give you a chance to win Royals tickets, and I have two, to see Brady Singer and Ellie De La Cruz come to town next month, but we also give you the best gambling plays that night. And boy, we got a lot of winners lately. Dusty Lykins providing the latest earlier today. All right, a few text messages I wanted to get to before we get out of here. Gabe in Independence giving some love to Michael Lorenzen, saying, simply put, that guy is jacked. Oh, he is. He is. And yet, this spring, whenever I would bring up Jack Caglione, the way that Michael Lorenzen's eyes would light up, I'm trying to remember how he put it. Something like he's an Adonis or he's massive. Because I'm with you. Michael Lorenzen's one of the strongest baseball players this side of Tyler O'Neill. And he is gobsmacked by the size of Jack Caglione. Text line 913-586-7965. Katie in North Carolina. Vern, I believe I'm seeing all the grit and stuff from the 2024 staff holding up this season. And now they've added down and dirty Jonathan India. This team is going to the playoffs, spitting dirt, Vern. Signed, Katie in North Carolina. I love that. Katie, your texts have been outstanding this season. I'm loving the colorful nature of them. SJ writes in, Vern, what does it say about the team if the Royals want to bring up Caglione to jumpstart the team? Bobby Witt is making a ton of money to be the leader and the catalyst. I'm perfectly content to keep Jack in the minors. Signed, SJ. Yeah, SJ, I don't think the Royals want to bring up Caglione to jumpstart the team. I honestly don't think many fans, at least diehard fans, knowledgeable fans, I really haven't heard many clamoring for Jack Caglione. Because I think we're all in agreement you want him to be a weapon and not viewed as a savior. Well, you're not bringing Cags up until two of those three slumping bats get it going. India, Vinny, Massey. You need two of them to get going before Cags, in my opinion, sniffs the big leagues. Double-A team was rained out today, so no Caglione stats to pass along, but a reminder that the Cody and Gold road trip is coming up this Saturday. They're making the trip out to Springfield, Missouri to watch that double-A team. You can still get tickets. More than 200 people have already signed up to make the drive with Cody and Gold out to Springfield. So do it today. Tickets are only like 10 bucks. Kathy in Los Angeles writing in says she's listening from her hospital bed. Well, that's obviously good news. Seems like surgery went all right. Glad to hear it. Can't wait to you dial us up again, Kathy. Lori in Austin writes in, Vern, I'm optimistic about the team. They're 500 after a long losing road trip. I just want 500 on the road and a winning record at home for the season. The bats will come alive just like Salvi's bats come alive with all of his doubles of late. Just keep swinging a smart bat, signed Lori in Austin. Yeah, I choose optimism as well. You know, it's easy to focus on the negative and what this team is not. I focus on what they are. And what they are is relatively healthy, 500, and yet to flip the calendar to May. That's not a bad spot to be in. I've watched a lot of bad baseball. I've watched a lot of losing, a lot of failure. And for a game of failure, I've watched an immense amount of it. So to be 500 relatively healthy, and 80% of the season still waiting for us? Yeah, I'll take that. And as far as Salvi's doubles, he now has 295 career doubles. That puts him top 25 in baseball history among catchers. Bert writes into the text line, Vern, Drew Waters, Michael Garcia, and Freddie Fermin continue to impress me. Our starting pitching has been spectacular. Our bullpen has been great. If Massey and Vinny can just get going, man, what could this team do? You're 100% right, Bert. And the hope is when they get going, that aligns with any sort of slight regression we see from this rotation. Not that we're promised a regression. This rotation was, you know, an ERA around 3.5 last year, and well, they're below 3.5 right now. So again, yeah, I guess when and if a slight regression shows up from the rotation, that's when Vinny, Massey, and even a Jonathan India, who yes has a fine on base percentage, but I need even more than a fine on base percentage. I need your career average around 350, if not better. And I'd like to see a little bit more extra base potential. Not homers, but you know, the occasional triple and a few more doubles. I'd like to see that from Jonathan India. Raj of the Ozarks writes in, Vern, we're a small ball team. We're last in home runs with 13. We're second to last in slugging percentage. Dairon Blanco began his rehab assignment tonight, and Drew Waters has speed. We are a small ball team. We should go that route. Signed, Raj of the Ozarks. Yeah, I agree you're a small ball team, and the 13 home runs are, I don't want to say shocking. It's, I guess I can't say surprising because of how much we've talked about Vinny and Michael Massey, two guys that you were relying on running into, you know, multiple home runs. I don't think Michael Massey has multiple home runs. Vinny only has 3. The team only has 13. The average big league team has more than 30. And the Royals have 13. Yeah, no doubt they're a small ball team. Although the whole Dairon Blanco being close to returning doesn't really do it for me. I think Tyler Tolbert's more of a guaranteed bag than Dairon Blanco. I think I would rather have Tyler Tolbert on the team than I would Dairon Blanco. Blanco's bat isn't a difference maker. His glove isn't a difference maker. I think Tolbert's actually a better defender. Tolbert's almost a decade younger. So, yeah, I wish a speedy recovery for Dairon Blanco, but I don't necessarily. Now, Tyler Tolbert's away from the team as he's on the bereavement list, right? Nick Lofton currently has that spot, so okay. I don't know what Tolbert's dealing with. My thoughts are with him and his family. I hope he's strong right now. I hope he's doing well. So I guess we'll just wait and see. But, you know, Dairon Blanco and Tyler Tolbert, I can't imagine having both of them on the team. That doesn't seem like the best roster construction. A guy in Gladstone writes in, Vern, they're back to 500, and I'm not saying anything bad about these boys. It's another win. Turn the page. Let's go get the series. Yeah, Guy, I'm with you. Two chances to grab the series. Seth Lugo in the finale coming up on Thursday afternoon as he squares off with Shane Baz. You feel great about Lugo. Well, maybe a little nervous tomorrow about Noah Cameron, but it's nervous excitement because as we've been on the other side of it so many times, those young men making their big league debut showing stuff that the hitters have never seen before, you never know what can transpire across those 9 innings. So Noah Cameron squares off with Drew Rasmussen. It's a 6:05 first pitch coming up on Wednesday night. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. It's the big league debut of Noah Cameron. The 25-year-old lefty from St. Joseph makes the spot start for Cole Ragans as the Royals skip his turn in the rotation, giving him a little bit more time to rest that groin that knocked him out of his most recent start. err on the side of caution when you have a talent like the 27-year-old Cole Reagans. Hopefully we see Reagans before this road trip ends in Baltimore on Sunday, and if not, Monday at home against Chicago. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your Tuesday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.